This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Six Midwest Planned Parenthood clinics are closing. Between lack of demand for abortion and the Planned Parenthood business goal that all Planned Parenthood clinics perform abortions, the shift reflects a complicated picture. From the time its early eugenic roots were just beginning to spread, what was then the Negro Contraception League, and yes, that was their name, and what is now Planned Parenthood, has morphed again and again. It's good news that abortion is down, yet the eugenic quest for efficiency, even in performing abortions, is reflected as Planned Parenthood hones its numbers. The irony is rich as the pro-abortion politicos at Emily's List attack the Trump-Pence presidential ticket. While Emily's List labels the GOP ticket as anti-woman, Emily's List opposition to laws against gendercide supports the practice in some ethnic communities of aborting girls simply because they are not male offspring. This is Life News Radio. If you pray about what you hear in the news, are you ready to listen? To listen to God? Jesus' mother told servants at the Cana wedding to do whatever Jesus tells them. Are you ready for that? Pray, listen, and do whatever God tells you to do. And let's make a culture of life. Philadelphia's Democrat convention will have pro-life protests to help delegates remember the Gosnell Clinic in West Philly, known as a shop of horrors. The head of the group flying banners and staging demonstrations says there is a link between Democrat policies and the practices of abortion providers like Kermit Gosnell. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.